You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
I'm still grinning ear to ear from what Ernie Ziegler had to say about my Central Michigan Chippewa basketball team. Can you imagine 2 years from now? We're going to be VCU. I'm buying in. I'm going to get my tickets to wherever the Final Four is that year.
I'll still hold on to Michigan
State.
I'll
be there. And then I'm going to win bracket pools everywhere because I'm going to put Central in the Final Four because now that I have inside information, I'll be the only one that puts Central in the Final Four. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. Want to change gears a little bit here and talk about the HBO special that was on Wednesday night talking about college football players and a little bit about college basketball players getting paid and also whether they should be paid. And it was a pretty interesting documentary. And it was really two parts. It was one part was talking about players who feel that they should get paid because the universities are making so much money off of the product that they're creating. For example, they used Tyler Prothrow, who, if you don't know who he is, he was, if you've ever seen that highlight clip of the Alabama wide receiver catching a pass over the back of a Southern Miss cornerback, that's Tyler Prothrow. He's also the guy that got dorched against Florida and completely snapped his ankle going up for a catch, and so that kind of ended his career. And then they also had UCLA's former basketball player Ed O'Bannon on, and they were just talking about how these colleges make millions and millions of dollars off of these football games and basketball games and tournament appearances and bowl games and things like that, and the players don't make any money off of it. And so they were trying to make the argument that they should get paid for it, okay? Small things. Now, I have a couple of problems with this. First of all, you do get paid, okay? You get a full-ride scholarship. You get full room and board, okay? That is getting paid. Nobody else at the university gets that. You get that. A free education, when at most of these universities, we're talking $80,000, somewhere around there, total tuition, okay, and room and board. So you're technically getting paid $80,000 to play college football. Okay, so that's one part of it. Number two, and, you know, Billy Packard pointed this out, of all people. And, you know, Billy Packard, I think, is a complete idiot most of the time. All right? But Billy Packard pointed out that if we start paying our college basketball and college football players the money that they make off of these sports, okay, you are not going to have money left over to pay for smaller sports such as women's gymnastics, men's field hockey, or women's field hockey, men's water polo. Sports like that will no longer be funded at the university because you're paying your basketball and college players, or your basketball and football players, that money that you would use to pay for those other sports. And so for those two main reasons, I don't think that college players should get paid. I don't think they should get paid in the future. I mean, when you go to a bowl game, let's not forget, these players get round-trip plane tickets, all food and expenses paid for. Oh, by the way, they get gift cards to Best Buy and free iPods and all sorts of stuff like that. So it's not like they're going completely empty-handed. And if they go to a BCS game, their schools are making $17 million and they're making nothing, okay? You have a full-ride scholarship. You have free room and board. You get free trips on New Year's to warm places and get expenses paid to go to places like Disney World and Disneyland and things like that. You can't complain because you're not getting $100 bills handed to you, Scott. You just can't.
The other thing there is, how are you going to get a system where it's fair all the way across the board?
You can't.
Because that would make recruiting so much. Say a Big Ten school, say maybe just the whole conference, you're able to pay every football player gets
a certain percentage.
Yeah, say, or say just flat rate, they get $5,000 a year, you're paying them.
Let's make it easier than that. Let's say each team pays 35% of their earnings to, like, evenly throughout their team. So let's put it like the NFL collective bargaining agreement, where you get 50% or 60% or whatever the NFL makes divvied up between all the players. Now let's do that in college. And let's say you get 30% of everything earned by the university's team, okay? and you divide that among the players. Okay, so let's call it that.
Then why would you ever want to go to a non-automatic, non-AQ, non-FBS school, non-Big Ten? I mean, you wouldn't even want to go to Northwestern or Indiana.
No, no. But it goes further than that. It's how do you pay football and basketball players, but then not pay other athletes on campus? You're just opening the floodgates to protest after protest.
The only thing that I see that I don't agree with is when you can actually go like on campus to a bookstore or something and see a jersey hanging that has a number. Usually they don't put a name on it, but a number that's obvious. Say yeah. You have a number one Michigan State basketball jersey. That's obviously Kalen Lucas's jersey. That's why you're getting it, to show support for Kalen Lucas. That is wrong because you are blatantly making money off of Kalen Lucas right there.
See, I don't know. Even that, I don't have a huge problem with. I don't. I think that you sign up for that type of stuff when you play college basketball, when you play college football, is that's part of it. And you have all these people that don't, all these players that don't have a problem with it. Okay? You have probably a very small percentage that do have a problem with this, and I think it just comes with the territory that part of your commitment is the fact that the university is going to make money off of you. That's part of the commitment. And you know what? If that's the case, but you get a free education out of it and you get to showcase yourself for 3 or 4 years to make a professional contract and make more money than you ever would have cared about with jersey sales, so be it. That's fine with me. That's fine with me. Now, the second part of this was a portion talking about Auburn football and four players who have said that they have been given money in the past by Auburn University. Now, two of these guys, right off the bat, I didn't really buy. There's two players by the name of Raven Gray and Chaz Ramsey. Now, one of these players, Raven Gray, was a junior college transfer running back who never panned out. Got injured before he ever played a first game. The other was a quarterback named Chaz Ramsey, who hurt his back, sued the university because he thought they pushed him back too early, but it was thrown out. So those two, it just kind of seems like they're looking for money. Now, the other two stories, to me, are very viable. Okay, the first one, a defensive end named Stanley McClover, who some people might remember as a guy who committed to Ohio State, verbally committed to Ohio State. Now, when that happened, Auburn called him and said, "What is it going to take for us to get you?" And he said blatantly, he gave him money. He gave him money, a figure. And 2 days later, he had a backpack with that figure in it. Okay, then he started getting handshakes and stuff while he was at Auburn University. That, to me, is very believable. To switch, to be an Ohio guy and switch from Ohio State to Auburn at the deadline, something had to be going on. Something had to be going on.
That's something I've never quite trusted, is when somebody's verbally committed for a while, then they make that late trip kind of out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, oh, yeah, I'm signing with, well, I'm just going to hypothetically throw out Florida, Tennessee, Syracuse. Yep. Not that I've seen that happen recently with recruits to Michigan State,
USC, all
yeah,
sorts of
exactly.
stuff like that. Yeah. Now, the other player was Troy Reddick. And Troy Reddick, I remember that he was an offensive lineman at Auburn. He was a 4-year starter. And Troy Reddick, they asked him, okay, this was all in the HBO documentary, they asked him to switch majors because it was interfering with practice. Okay, so he was forced to switch majors. Well, he went to his coaches and said, "I'm going to quit. I don't like this. I don't like the fact that I have to switch majors for practice." Week later, gets a call up to an office. They say, "Hey, Troy, you got some mail." He takes a letter. It's got $500 in it. That happens about 5 to 6 other times throughout his career at Auburn. To me, that's not enough money to be making it up and say that it happened even though it didn't happen. So those two players, I believe. Now, here's the question I have for you. Are you willing to let go $500 handshakes, considering everybody, Scott, might be doing this?
Let go as in how?
As in let it go, like let it shoot by the breeze, know what's going on, but just kind of turn your shoulder to it.
No, it disgusts me, but it's so rampant. I mean, four guys have admitted out of how many that have done it. That's the big thing for me.
Yep. Yep, totally agree. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of like the steroids issue in baseball. You know, it's if everybody's doing it, is it really an advantage? You know, I mean, yes, it's a violation, and yes, it's cheating. But if nobody's getting caught and everybody's doing it, just like with steroids, is it really a violation, or is it really an advantage that you're getting, or are you just trying to even the playing field? Speaking of baseball, not speaking of steroids, but speaking of baseball, we're going to talk baseball coming up. Greg Campy is going to join us at 10:45, Oakland basketball head coach. But next, we'll talk baseball. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.